story, and maybe even stick it into prayer somewhere. Just a little thing there about, well, I was walking here thinking back when I was young compared to how it is now. My sons, they grew up compared to when I was 20 in 1975 and up to that. And one thing is how the men, the adult men, you know, in their 50s, even 40s, 30s, at that time, at least in my hometown, they were often a bit hard. You should be hard, you know, you should be tough. And maybe it was a post-war thing there. But I think they are the earlier generation, they were even more so. Was it a Swedish thing? I don't know. Not feelings and emotionalism and be a tough man. Do your business, and if it requires cutthroat, then cutthroats, you know, just and bite it and don't cry. That kind of thing. And then when we grew up with that, it's Pio talking here, or we can show him as he did. We met that and we were, of course, affected by that to some extent, but we also rebelled against that. And you found that in pop music and this and that, this kind of that youth culture of that, those days. There was flower power, there was a softer side. And even, you know, don't get drunk and beat each other up. Get high and meditate, or sit and listen to music together. So yeah, that's how I grew up. And when we look at the youth of today, we might find it a bit less of that hard parent generation there. Because the parent generation, and even now I would say the grandparent generation, even more maybe, were of those, of that kind, went through these things, the old hippies and those after. Of course, then they became the punks and the yuppies and all that. But, well, it's worth putting there in the story these kind of differences and what it results in for a young person growing up in different times in that way.